Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We have a fully staffed nursery, and then we have our children's programs that meet two different clubs, one for the younger ones, and then one through second through sixth graders, and then, of course, teenagers on up are all in the auditorium with us, where we have wonderful music. We have a missionary letter that's read every Wednesday night. We give out a prayer guide for folks to be able to pray. And then we study the Word of God together. And we've started last week a study of 2 Peter, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going forward in 2023. The only direction to go in the Christian life is forward. And so we're learning how tonight will be how to add to our faith, giving all diligence. Add to your faith. And so I think you'll enjoy it. If you don't have a church home, come on out and join us and get in the habit of being a Three to Thrive Christian Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. The service starts at 6:30 this evening. 6:30. So come on out and join us, and we look forward to just a wonderful midweek service together. Now, if your Bible's nearby, pick up Psalm 37 today. Psalm 37. And one verse in Psalm 37, and it's verse number 23, where the Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know, nothing's more important in the life of a believer than finding and doing the will of God. And that's not just for preachers. That's for plumbers. That's for every single believer. God's will, and listen, God's will is not like Alka-Seltzer. Good for me, but not very enjoyable. All right? No, the will of God is not something you have to do, but it's something that we get to do. In other words, someone once said, the will of God is what we would choose for our own lives if we had sense enough to choose it. I believe that's true. Jesus said in John 4, "My meat is to do the will of God that sent me." God's will for you can be defined as this: you as a believer walking in the steps God has ordered for your life. You as a believer walking in the steps God has ordered for your life. You know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." In other words, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Let God direct your path. Over in the book of Isaiah 58, verse number 11, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. The Lord shall guide thee continually." That's what he wants. That's what he wants. Success is knowing God's will, finding God's will, following God's will, and finishing God's will. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, people try to spell success in different ways, don't they? Some spell success with only five letters. M-O-N-E-Y. But Psalm 32 and verse number 8, the psalmist reminds us, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." I will guide thee with mine eye. I'd much rather God guide me with his eye than me try to guide me with my eye. You know why? He can see further ahead than I can. You see, the Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's foreordination. God's foreordained that we would. He has works for each of us to do, and he desires we walk in those works. So we're letting him guide. Now, I know the classic fear is, "Oh, pastor, if I surrender to God, he's going to make me a missionary in the deep, dark Africa somewhere where they eat people." listen to me. If it's God's will, you'll end up wanting to do that if you're surrendered to him. And the truth is, you'll be in the safest place on earth if you're in his will. See, we bought a lie from the pit of hell, namely that God's will make you miserable. That's not true. That's a lie of the devil. No, it'll be filled. If you do what God's will for your life is, you're going to be filled with joy and filled with contentment and fulfillment. God, when you're in God's will, he changes your wanter. Because the Bible says in Philippians 2, in verse 13, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now you may say, well, Pastor, God just hasn't shown me his will. I mean, if God has a will for our lives, listen, it stands to reason he wants to show it to us, doesn't it? God doesn't play keep away with his will. So, for example, when my wife has improved greatly since we've come to Columbus. But the truth is, I don't usually tell her directions, north, south, east, or west. You know what I tell her? Towards Walmart, away from Walmart, towards the mall, over to the past the thrift store. I tell her that way to get to directions. But I'm not trying to make it difficult. I could try to make it difficult. But listen, I don't want that because I want her to know how to get where she wants to go. And God's the same way with his will. He's not going to make it difficult or hard. Now, there are prerequisites to being in God's will and doing God's will. You don't just stumble into it. You have to want it. You have to seek it. And then God will reveal that to you. Now, not the world's way. The world's way is follow your heart. You know, so often in those old Hallmark movies, what is your heart telling you to do? You know, do you date that person? Do you go with this guy? Do you go with this girl? Do you go to that school? Do you participate in this? The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? My friend, don't follow your heart. Your heart will deceive you. Modern psychology. Well, let your conscience be your guide. Oh, my friend, the Bible says your conscience can be seared. Seared like with a hot iron. Oh, my friend, don't follow your conscience. There's three keys that I believe have to be present in the life of a Christian before you can know you're walking in God's will. You say, what are those three keys? Well, number one, first is a godly, pure lifestyle. Notice the steps of a good man. Psalm 37:23 are ordered by the Lord. Now you see this principle throughout the entire psalm. Notice verse 3. Verse 3 of Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord. And do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verses 8 and 9. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Verse 16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Verse 27, depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. But the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. A good man, that means perfect man. Knowing the Bible, does it ever promise, though, that God's going to give guidance to a believer with known sin in his or her life? You can divide God's will. Let me help you today. You can divide God's will into two parts. God's personal will for my life and God's moral will for my life. So God's personal will for my life is my direction. God's moral will for my life is God's directions. And you won't get God's personal will for your life if you're living in rebellion to his moral will for your life. In other words, it's more important what you are than what you do. And what we are is much more important than where we are. God's moral will is often spelled out plainly for us in his word. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. So this is the will of God, that you and I be sanctified. That's a big word that means we're set apart. After salvation comes sanctification. And it means that it's God's will that we're set apart. We live holy lives unto God. In other words, God's personal will for your life will elude you until you get that part nailed down. And some Christians go to the grave never having let God do spiritual surgery on their life after salvation. They say things like, well, that's just the way I am. Like it or lump it, I ain't changing. Well, wait a minute. You're never going to zero in on God's personal will for your life as long as you're harboring sin or you're living in rebellion in any area of your life against God. So you have to acknowledge his lordship over every area of our life. Now, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I'm not saying you're never going to stumble and fall. But that we have no sin that we've grown comfortable with, or we're nurturing or we're harboring, no habitual sin that we're allowing to stay in our life. I'm talking about lack of tithing or giving or immorality or unfaithfulness or unforgiveness, pride, lack of service, bitterness, gossip, prejudice. I mean, on and on, wrong friends, bad associations, lust. One of the biggest mistakes you make as a Christian is try to make a decision regarding God's personal will for your life while you are knowingly and willfully have sin in your life, because the channel of communication has been short-circuited. That's what sin does. It cuts off that communication between us and God. It puts spiritual earplugs in our ears and in God's ears, so that we don't listen, we're not able to hear God's direction. See, God doesn't reveal his will to us that we might consider it. No, that's what we want. God, show me your will, let me decide whether I'm going to do it or not, whether I like it or not. No, it doesn't work that way. God will reveal his will to us when he knows that we're willing to obey it. Why would God reveal his personal will to you when you're blatantly and repeatedly violating his moral will? Why would God direct your future path if you're purposefully avoiding the path he's showed you already, what he's already told you to do? Maybe it's when you cross the first bridge, he'll show you where the next one is. Now, are you rebelling at all against God in some area of his moral will? Is there any immorality? Is there a lack of tithing? Is there lack of faithfulness? Is there unforgiveness? Is there any pride? Is there bitterness? Is their attitude wrong? Is there gossip? Is there prejudice? Is there any lust? Is there bad friends? Is there wrong associations? What is it that you may be holding out and saying, well, I'm not letting God have that part of my life? If you want to know his personal will, you must first obey him in his moral will. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So this tells me, if I'm obeying the moral will of God, he'll show me his personal will. So how will I be in God's will 15 years from now? I'll tell you how. Be in his will 15 minutes from now. The steps of a good man. God's will for you today begins today, my friend, not yesterday. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. Romans 12:2 says we're to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we do that by not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. By changing the way we think, we can prove, we can experience the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the first prerequisite to understanding and knowing God's will, in order that we might do it, is a godly, pure life. Now, I said there's three keys, so I got two more to go, and our time is up for today. So come back tomorrow, all right? And we'll pick up these last two for our Thursday broadcast, okay? Have a wonderful Wednesday. I'll see some of you in church tonight, and the rest of us back on the radio tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.